connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom, it's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. While Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials, trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A lawsuit from the governor of Illinois and mayor of Chicago describes President Trump's plan to send federal troops to Chicago as, quote, advances in his long-declared war on Chicago. The suit says they're unlawful and dangerous, but White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says
the president wants to help these local leaders who have been completely ineffective in securing their own cities.
The White House also will appeal the order that blocks the president from sending federal troops from California to Portland, Oregon. The Senate returns this afternoon, but an end to the government shutdown appears unlikely because the funding measure up for a vote does not include the Democratic demands of restored Medicaid or extending insurance subsidies. Indirect talks are underway in Egypt with a goal of ending the fighting between Israel and Hamas. A U.S. delegation's there. And the Supreme Court's new term began today. The justices declined to consider an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend. This is ABC News. Fox Sports analyst Mark Sanchez is now facing a felony charge connected to the altercation early Saturday that led to a 69-year-old truck driver allegedly stabbing Sanchez in self-defense in Indianapolis. The 38-year-old former NFL quarterback remains hospitalized in stable condition. A scheduled hearing for Tuesday is moved to November 4th. If convicted, Sanchez faces 1 to 6 years in prison. Police affidavit alleges that Sanchez accosted the truck driver in a hotel's loading dock area. Adobe is predicting that shoppers are going to spend over $250 billion this holiday season. Adobe's lead insights analyst, Vivek Pandia, says more growth is expected.
What we're finding with the online level of growth, that's about 5.3%. And given where we've seen things seasonally, that's kind of in range with where we've been over the past 2 years.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss isn't certain he'll run for re-election next year.
Speaking to WISN's Up Front, the Burlington Republican says he's not going to be pushed out by Democrats who recently made gains at slimming a Republican majority in the legislature.
I have won in so many circumstances. I think we're going to win the Assembly again. I really don't worry about that. I'm excited about it. So I'm, as like I say, at this point, I assume I'm running for re-election again, but who knows?
Voss recently faced a stiff primary challenge from supporters of President President Donald Trump, who thought he should have done more to help the president during the aftermath of the 2020 presidential election. Voss says he'll make a final decision on running in January. Raymond Neupert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At least four members of Congress from Wisconsin are among those foregoing pay during the federal government's partial shutdown.
House Republicans Glenn Grothman and Tony Weed both posted pictures to social media of letters sent to the House Chief Administrative Officer making the request to withhold their pay during the shutdown, which both blame on Democrats. Republican Representative Brian Steil and Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin also asking for their pay to be held back. The annual salary for most senators and representatives is about $174,000 a year. Meanwhile, federal employees deemed essential and members of the U.S. Armed Forces are required to work without pay until the shutdown ends. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new state law offering protections to victims of deep fakes. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques authored Wisconsin Act 34 along with State Representative Brent Jacobson. Governor Tony Evers signed it into law Friday, saying it ensures the state's criminal code is updated to reflect the increasing use and potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Jacques cited a study which found about 96% of deepfake material is pornography and exclusively targets and harms women.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies heading into your Monday afternoon. Don't be shocked to see a few sprinkles on the windshield. Otherwise, a north breeze and mid-60s. We'll see gradual clearing in the overnight near 40 for the low. Sunshine, upper 60s Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 57 at our studios.
The corn market dressed up today's price performance with a late session rally to session highs. Soybean and bean meal futures were slightly lower with modest gains in bean oil. Wheat futures spent the day under light pressure. Lean hog futures were mixed, and feeder cattle led the rally in the cattle complex.
Live! I've already been dressed up all day. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTech. This afternoon, we'll chat with Mike North from EverAg. Later, Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. Directly following the news, Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lurie.
All right, Davis, was someone questioning whether or not you were dressed earlier? Is that what that was about?
Not at all, but you said corn dressed something up by the end of the day.
And I was just saying,
I got the memo.
You've been dressed
I got
up the memo all day. Yeah,
that's
well,
right.
maybe corn was following you.
It's possible. Wouldn't be the first time.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know that Davis does have a necktie on today.
That's right.
If you would maybe like you to see corn continue the rally, I would suggest you hit him up with a couple of emails about sticking with the neckties.
All right. Yeah.
There you go.
I think I can. I don't know if I can tie another one, though. It's like when I do get it tied, it feels like I got lucky. You know what I mean?
Oh, hey. My ties, once they're tied, they're never untied.
Now, if you're talking my ties, that's a whole other matter. We can do that. We'll do that all day. Yes, sir.
Oh, love it. Love it. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis Michelson.
Hello.
Brother, everything good?
Everything is great. I am at peace. I'm relaxed. I'm feeling good. Ready to get back at it.
All right. Did the cooler temperatures get your way yet?
Well, it's only 82 instead of yesterday's 85, so...
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes. I guess...
We're projected 68 degrees for the high tomorrow in Kansas City. That's what I'm looking for.
There it comes. Yeah, it feels like fall here today. We're going to get some summer back by the end of the week, though. So
that's right.
I guess I should say I'm looking forward to that. We got baseball tonight, too, to pay attention to. This feels like fall baseball. That's what this feels like. You're right. I might need one before we get there. Let's get to the markets.
Chip wheat futures were slightly lower with the U.S. dollar index trading higher. Wheat export inspections weekended October 2nd totaled 505,000 metric tons, off sharply from the previous week, but still ahead of the pace needed to get to USDA's export forecast. December soft red winter wheat futures opened steady, rallied to within a quarter cent of Friday's high, and then fell back to close below Friday's low. And at the low of the day, December spring wheat futures appear set to test support at the contract low established last week. That's at 5.55. December hard red winter wheat futures 1.5 cents lower today, 4.95.5. December soft red wheat down 2.5 cents, 5.12.75. December spring wheat closed at 5.56.5. That's down 3.25 cents, Chip.
Yeah, spring wheat is stuck in the mud. Yeah, there was a time last week where I said, look out, it looks like spring wheat is starting to participate. And then we put that new contract low in on Thursday, I believe it was, and it's just been stuck ever since.
Export inspections of corn in the weekend of October 2 totaled 1.6 million metric tons. That was at the high end of trade expectations. Corn exports are off to a great start for the 25-26 marketing year, but strong export demand is considered old news in corn trade. Mm-hmm. Harvest progress was interrupted by overnight rains in the Midwest, but activity is expected to restart by midweek. Harvest hedge pressure will continue to limit upside potential. December corn opened steady and fell through support at Friday's low before recovering to close back on top of 420 near the high of the day. December corn futures were 2.75 higher, 4.21.75. March corn up 2.5 cents, 4.38.25. May corn futures closed at 4.47.25. That's up 2 cents, Chip.
Yeah, that was a nice late move in the corn market. It was good to see that. It makes me optimistic that this market is going to continue to at least work sideways, build a base around that 4.20 level.
Well, November soybean futures started the session with aggressive hedge pressure. That forced a gap lower open, but prices quickly found support. Novi beans recovered despite the pivotal 10-20 level, but fell back to close just slightly below mid-range. Bean meal posted a high range open and a low range close. December bean oil respected support at 50 cents, posted a low range open and a high range close. Export inspection of soybeans in the weekend of October 2nd totaled 768,000 metric tons at the high end of trade expectations. Novi beans a quarter of a cent lower, 10.17.75. Jan beans down 1.25, 10.35.75. March beans closed at 10.51, down 1.25 cents, Chip.
Yeah, the December soybean meal today was off just a buck and a half, 277.10. December bean oil was up 33 points, 50.38. The longer that market can respect support at the 50-cent level, the higher the odds that bean oil is going to become, will begin to have more of an influence on the overall trade in the soy complex.
Well, it was an inside trading day for the cottons with the close below the opening range. December cotton today was 16 points lower at 65.14. Over to the livestocks. Boxed beef prices were modestly higher in morning trade, and that helped live cattle futures trade higher. November feeder cattle futures gapped higher, slipped back to fill the gap, and then rallied sharply to the highest close since September 3. Dease fat cattle 217.5 higher at 236.67.5. Novi feeders $5.37.5 higher, 360.80. And December lean hog futures down all of 2.5 cents to 87.27.5, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing great. Better than the markets are today. Markets didn't have much to do today, but at least I'm still here.
Yeah. there you go. Now, come on. Corn didn't perform that poorly. That was a nice move late in the day.
Yeah, no, it really was. I was starting to starting to think about what to write in my comments. I was like, oh dear, corn's lower. And all of a sudden it closed higher. So that was a nice recovery. The export inspections, once again, very, very strong for corn. And we keep on hearing about problems with corn production this year due to the rust disease especially, but, you know, just the dry weather in August overall really impacting the yield potential.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. The wheat trade, it is just a go-nowhere, helping-nothing kind of market right now, isn't it, Jack?
Really, it is. Kind of disappointing. It looked for him a while there, like was actually going to rally. And you started hearing about how Russian prices were firming up and got kind of excited about the rally potential of the upside. But, boy, there just seems to be too much wheat around and too much of it that needs to be consumed and not enough buyers out there.
Yep. And it sounds like Saudi Arabia finished up that wheat tender over the weekend, and I'm not exactly sure where that all is going to originate from, but there is demand out there, no question about it. Jack,
no,
thanks,
there is
buddy.
Demand. It's okay, no problem.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you later. Jack Scoville, Price Futures. Mike North next.
Tariffs, trade deals, federal budgets, regulations, uncertainty abounds wherever you look. But one thing seems certain. The 2025 corn crop could break records across the United States. Talk with an AgMarket.net hedging strategist today, and we'll help you cut through the noise so you can make informed decisions based on facts. Our experienced team offers farmers and producers commodity brokerage and consulting services. Global perspective, local insight. Head to AgMarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures and/or options.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
...in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you were with us. It is Monday afternoon, October 6th. And it feels a little like fall up here in northeast Iowa. Let's see how it's like over in southern Wisconsin. We got Mike North with us from EverAg. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. I'm loving that first day of fall. I felt like I've been sweating out July weather for the last 10 days. And my goodness gracious, it's time to go back to sleeping with the windows open.
There you go. There you go. I love that. Love that, man. Everything good? It was good to see you last week.
Oh, fantastic. World Dairy Expo is probably one of my, in fact, arguably, it is my favorite event of the year. It's a homecoming for all of us that grew up in the dairy space, and literally I can't go 5 feet without walking into another conversation, and it's just such a beautiful testimony to the great people that we have in agriculture.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cool. Dude, the vibe there was good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the dairy space has been profitable for the last many years, and while that's felt some compression of late, you know, there's a lot of people that are in some pretty decent places and have had an opportunity to heal from some of that hardship of COVID.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we keep looking for expansion in the beef cow herd. Well, look over at the dairy, because we're getting more beef out of dairy. And I'm not saying that it's coming at us fast and furious, but we've added cows over the last 18 months, haven't we?
We've added 176,000 cows in the last 12 months to the dairy herd, and that's explosive growth. We have more cows today than we've had since 1993, when I was just entering into college. This is a big dairy herd, and you know, we're talking about milk cows coming in, not just to make milk, but to your very point, to make black calves.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, 4 years ago it was, yeah, you know what? We're looking at this beef on dairy. 3 years ago it was, hey, this seems to be working. 2 years ago, it was hard to find anybody that wasn't doing it. Now, I mean, everybody's doing it. Adding those milk cows is adding beef production, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. If you look at most herds today, they are somewhere in that neighborhood of 40 to 60% breeding towards beef. So if you look at what that annualizes to, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.5 to 6 million animals being, you know, basically bred to beef and dropping that many calves on the ground.
Yeah.
And, you know, reports this last week of calves at sale barns going for $1,750. Wet calves. Like, I remember days in my life growing up on the dairy where we were hoping to give our calves away.
Yeah.
And $1,750 for wet calves.
Yeah.
It's something else.
Week old calves bringing that kind of money. And like you said, you go back, it's a few years, you got to go back, but I mean, there was times when people would go out to a dairy to pick up a bottle calf, and they expect to bring two home. And when they'd go to their truck, there'd be a half a dozen calves in there because the guy was just trying to get rid of them. You know?
I have a client that tells a story. Yeah, taking a load to the Milwaukee Stockyards, and he parked his truck and trailer. He had a load of calves in the front section, and went in. And was using the bathroom. He came back out, and the back section was full too.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that was happening. Now, Mike, we've got milk prices. Just call it $16 or $17. Okay.
Yep.
I'm rounding on both sides there, but just call it $17. So these calves. If you're going to convert it to value in milk and what it means to that herd, how much does it mean to them?
This will blow your socks off. We were valued in terms of total beef revenue on a farm just a little over 2.5 years ago. We put that at about $1.50 per hundredweight in milk equivalent terms. Today, on the average dairy, we're seeing that somewhere between $3 and $4.50 a hundredweight, depending on their mix of calves and cull cows. Yeah. And so you think about this, you talk about $17 milk. Well, we've just added $1.50 to $3 of extra revenue. So we're almost like talking $20 milk in some cases against a feed cost that's broke by 60% over the course of the last 2 years. So, you know, falling feed costs and exploding beef revenues over the last couple of years have changed that revenue versus expense discussion greatly.
All right. All right. Has the feeder cattle market caught up to what's going on here?
I don't think so yet. I mean, the reality is everybody's still looking for calves. Otherwise, you wouldn't have these $1,700 wet calves. And I think that feeder cattle market, you know, probably stays hot for a little while until we see pushback from the fat side of things, which maybe with, you know, choice coming back the way it has over the last month, maybe we're starting to see some of that pushback, or maybe it's just seasonality. But I don't think we're ready to depart from calves being at these levels.
That's a tough call on the cattle, on the beef side of things, whether it is pushback from the consumer or if this is just a seasonal setback. I mean, when it happens at this time of the year, your first thought has got to be that it's just seasonal setback, right?
Correct. Yep. That's got to be your first thought. I mean, history says this is normal for this time of year, so go with what is normal. And, you know, you have to be thinking that that's the case. But you start looking at some of these broader economic pieces of information, and you start to half wonder, are we seeing a little bit of pushback here? But that top 10% of the, you know, household spenders out there seem to be almost insatiable in their appetite for protein. So I don't know that we've gotten there yet, but you got to keep asking the question, when do we finally get that place where the consumer says, nope, sorry, you can keep your $70 steak or whatever that number, you know, ends up being, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. I still like the cattle market. I don't know if it needs to go much higher, but I don't know if it needs to go much lower in here, Mike.
Agreed. I think, you know, you've watched over the last, you know, couple of weeks here as this 230 number seems to have kind of played well. And frankly, you kind of look at how we rode the market higher. We started seeing some resistance there. So it's not uncommon that resistance becomes support. And, you know, as we talk about 230, it seems to be, even with today's trade, very well supported here. Yep. And, you know, we'll see if we can't go back and, you know, try to, you know, run it against 240 to, you know, test the integrity of that number.
Awesome. You got a take on hogs. What do you make of that market?
You know, that is a market that I think, you know, over the course of the last few years has been just kind of demonstrating this range trade that I think owes a look back at, you know, some of that 110 type of territory. But, you know, we're going to have to play through the fall and winter here. What kind of demand do we have going into Christmas? You know, that last pig inventory report definitely underscored the fact that we are a little bit lighter on breeding herd, suggests that, you know, as we push this football down the field, we could, you know, keep a little bit of support in here. But, yeah, I think, you know, you look at these last few years, you know, 105, 110, you know, those are numbers that kind of peak out the market. And I think given some of this rebound strength we've had through late summer, there's a chance we could go push it, especially if we can feature a lot of really, you know, good valued hams going into the winter against this, you know, more expensive beef.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like that. And at least the summer month contracts, the June, July, they're in that 102, 103 range. It seems, boy, I shouldn't say it this way, but I will. It seems pretty easy to think that market's going to be in that 107, 110 range.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. As we look for this move higher, we'll find it in those summer months, you know, where we find that seasonal peak. And to get, you know, another 5-6 out of this thing, what, you know, how hard is that? It's, It shouldn't be a big push. It shouldn't be too difficult.
Gotcha. All right. We are in the middle of a conversation with Mike North from EverAg. Okay. We got to talk about the influence of the government shutdown on the futures markets. Is there an influence? Some people are saying, hey, these markets are flying blind. Is that true? We'll talk about that next with Mike North from EverAg here on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. For December, hard red winter wheat futures were 1.5 cents lower, 4.95 and a half. December SRW wheat down 2.5 cents to 5.12 and three quarters. December corn futures were 2.75 cents higher at 4.21 and three quarters. March corn up 2.5, 4.38 and one quarter. November soybean futures 0.25 cents lower at 10.17 and three quarters. March beans closed at 10.51. That's down 1.25 cents. December cotton today, 16 points lower, 65.14. To the livestock's December fed cattle, $2.17 and one half higher, but 236.67 and a half. Novi feeders, $5.37 and a half higher, at 360.80. And December lean hog futures down 2.5 to 87.27 and a half. Get more, visit tryprofarmer.com.
When the game is on the line.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durant location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies heading into your Monday afternoon. Don't be shocked to see a few sprinkles on the windshield. Otherwise, a north breeze and mid-60s. We'll see gradual clearing in the overnight, near 40 for the low. Sunshine, upper 60s Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 57 at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The truth is hard to come by these days unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday afternoon. We've got a conversation going with Mike North from EverAg. Okay, Mike, government shutdown, does it matter to the markets?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I was just on a call with our team here this afternoon ahead of this broadcast, and, you know, I was reminding them that, you know, the best story that corn's had all year is this incredible export pace that we've been on. That information comes out every week, twice, and we get a reminder of this demand ongoing every week, being, you know, available and fed to the bulls as they need it. And granted, we haven't been in an upward trajectory, but I would argue that that reminder every week is what kind of held the bid in this market to keep it from, you know, splashing through $4 into a big subterranean 350. And, you know, as we look at this path forward, without that reminder, what do we have to talk about? Well, we were left with the last piece of, you know, authoritative discussion around, we just added a couple hundred million more bushels to the ending stocks number, and and harvest is off at this great pace, and we're expecting this big yield. And yes, hyperbole will tell us that yield out of the field is, you know, it's inconsistent, it's up, it's down, but who definitively is going to be able to speak to that right now? And in the absence of information, we don't have that reminder of big demand. I think it creates a bit of vulnerability in this corn chart. I think it does the same for soybeans. Maybe in soybeans it helps slow down the reminder of no demand. But, you know, at the same time, you know, people need information. And like I tell all of our farm clients, if you don't like the fact that the USDA, you know, brings out monthly information and reminds us of how much supply we have, just remember there's a buyer out there. And in an absence of information, they do not pay you premium prices. So, you know, the reality here is that until we can get an information flow back in play, we should expect a very discounted type of marketplace because there's nothing to operate on otherwise.
Right. Right. You know, we were supposed to get the October crop production in the WASDE report on Thursday. The official word has not yet been given, but Mike, I cannot even imagine that they would be able to say, okay, go and get that done. Not at this point.
They can't because they start that process at the beginning of the month and we were already shut down at the beginning of the month. So like, how are they going in the corralling of that data? How are they going to have people that have any interest in doing it the right way? And I would say it's better to release no report than to release one, you know, with a half-hearted effort, because that, you know, bad information is worse than no information. So, you know, the reality is that, you know, I think we're already on the fast track to no report this month, check back with us next month type of environment.
Right. Right. I keep wondering if maybe they would say, okay, listen, if they could get things back up and running by the end of the week, would they come back and say, you know what, we're not that far off, let's go ahead and get an October report out, say, a week or 10 days late? I don't know if they're going to do that or not, but it'll be a shame to miss out on the October data this year.
So, when I went to high school, we had this gym that had these really old lights in the ceiling of the gymnasium, and you know they didn't have the guards on the switches, and you know suddenly you know every once in a while somebody would hit that switch, and son of a gun, you know you'd be fumbling your way back to the switch to turn it on. Once you turn the switch back on, it took 10 minutes to get them lights back up because they had to go through this whole warm up process. And I kind of feel that way about the government. Like you might bring people back and say we're back in business, but it's going to take, you know, probably 3 weeks before they actually get close to being ready to do something.
Holy smokes! That is, you can flip the switch. It doesn't mean that things are going to be 100% for a while. That's a great way of putting it, man. Great way. So what are you hearing from the field?
I'm hearing beans are great. I'm hearing that, you know, even with them drying down to like 8-10%, guys are still throwing yields over last year's numbers by 10-15 bushels. If we would have had moisture in them, just imagine what those numbers would look like. And I'm hearing corn is all over the map. Like, I got guys telling me as they're running through, they've got parts of the field that are going 350 and parts of the field that are going 150. So, like, where are we going to land in this from field to field and state to state? I don't really know, but my heart tells me when you get inconsistency like that, you better expect a yield cut as we go forward, just because the numbers were predicated, you know, that big yield that we are talking about is predicated on a lot more consistency than what's being reported out of the field.
Can we cut yield enough? Do you think a big enough yield cut is coming to have an influence on the market, to move the needle, to make things bullish?
I think it will move the needle, but I don't think it'll be an explosive upside type of environment, because again, the last report we got said, here's this extra couple hundred million bushels that we're going to, you know, effectively have to add back or take back out of feed and residual, which means they'll likely double that number because they're going to do it again for the next, for the 25-26 balance sheet, which builds up the supply. And with the kind of yield that's out there, I still think it's a good crop. I don't think it's necessarily the crop. Well, I know it's not the crop we thought it was in, you know, July, August, but you know, end of day, I think we've got the potential still of upper 170s to, you know, maybe a 180 yield, which means we've taken kind of that fluff back off of a 2.3, 2.5, and walked it back to a 2 billion bushel balance sheet, which means we're probably not talking $6 corn anytime quick.
Right. Gotcha. Domestic demand on corn, you okay with how things are going here? You know, corn for ethanol?
I am. And, I've argued all year that we've needed to make adjustments on the balance sheet because the dang test weight last year was so amazing. Like, you know, by the time you run that through an animal, or you run it through an ethanol plant, you don't need as many bushels to get the output that you have. And, you know, so I think what could come back to us as we hear some of these lighter test weights from the field, I think that the domestic demand could actually show up to be a bigger consumer in this next year, just because some of that lighter test weight is going to come to roost. I mean, like I remind everybody, we don't feed bushels to animals. We feed pounds. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about rations and putting, you know, feed into a ration, if it's light, we need more, plain and simple.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's going to be a discussion as we walk through the 26 calendar. But I think I am comfortable with the demand and maybe even look for it to go up into the next year based on what I'm hearing out of the field for test weight.
Okay. All right. So imagine how the corn and the soybean markets are going to trade between now and the end of the year. What do you see?
Well, everything is, you know, been kind of sleepy. I think Jack underscored that early. And I think beans are going to stay sleepy until we can shake them out of their slumber with a China sale. I think it's going to take a China sale to get people excited, because there's just enough of those beans out there. And even with a growing crush number, that glut that we're creating on the back end of those plants is going to be problematic without some competition out there. And so we're going to need that story, I think, to waken that up. So I kind of believe if you look at a weekly chart, we've got a lot of support in that 9.5 range on beans. I think, unfortunately, we could slide back to that, maybe trade the sideways range from 9.5 to, you know, 10 and change. You know, this corn market to me feels a little bit heavy in the absence of news, and the bigger ending stocks number. But I think as you look at it, between the lighter test weight and this, what I think is going to continue to be a good demand story for U.S. corn on the export front, I think that could keep the reminder out there to bring a bid back to this market. So I kind of feel like this 380, 430 range trades out through the end of the year, and then we just pray that we find the funds. And like last year, hopefully they get energized around demand enough to drive us into that January, February time frame. Maybe pick up some higher prices if they're really, really motivated.
Not a lot of time, but I got to ask, are beans trading like they do not anticipate a deal? Or if they weren't anticipating a deal, we'd be even cheaper?
Yeah, I think you saw it last week when we threw that out there. They got excited for a heartbeat, and then they realized maybe, you know, this isn't for real, and you know, now this market's fading back. Honestly, I think we have kind of discounted the deal just by announcing there's a payment coming. And so, you know, I think the reality here is that I think we're out of the deal for the moment.
Yeah, and you know, when you've got to separate signals from noise when we're looking at anything coming out of D.C. And I think the signal that you just pinpointed, I think, is exactly right, Mike. You wouldn't be talking about financial aid if there was a trade deal on the works here. Good to talk to you, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Looking forward to it. You take care, man.
All right. Mike North, EverAg.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-791-1313. 800-791-1313.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-264-0149 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-264-0149. That's 800-264-0149. What do you have to lose? Call 800-264-0149. Again, 800-264-0149.
For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Join us as we celebrate three decades of Commodity Classic, agriculture's largest farmer-led event, February 25th through 27th. Experience game-changing solutions, connect with thousands of forward-thinking farmers, and explore innovations from over 400 companies, all focused on powering your farm forward with efficiency and profitability. Housing and registration opens November 6th. Don't miss 30 years of agricultural excellence in the heart of Texas.
You suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. All right, good conversation there with Mike North from EverAg. Appreciate him making some time for us. Come on here. Man, oh, man. When we started that conversation, if you didn't hear the initial start of that, we actually started on milk. And it very, very quickly evolved into a conversation about beef and what is happening with the supply of beef coming out of the dairy parlors. And it's pretty interesting what's happening there, no question. All right, it's Monday afternoon. That means it is time for a conversation with Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. Kerry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Chip. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
All right. I'm glad you're here. Don't forget, if you would like to take a look at what Kerry and his team are doing on the commodity side, go to artecadvisory.com, A-R-T-A-C, advisory.com. If you want to take a look at what's happening on the equity side, go to wickedstocks.com. All right. Start us off with Novi Beans, Kerry.
Yeah, November soybeans, we've had a nice kind of a spike rally the last four or five trading days out of last week. But we are still, over the last 2.5 months, in this what I would call just a bear pattern or a bearish channel up above the market at 10.32 half. So we closed today 10.17 3/4, another 15 cents higher from where we are now. We test that 10.32 half. This is dropping on a week-by-week basis. And so I don't know exactly where it is next week, but it'll be lower. It really is sort of the 2.5-month bear pattern, lower low, lower high sequence of waves over that time frame. So this is an important upward pivot point. If we can close above 10.32 half on Friday, I see a good low into November expiration and really through the rest of the year. I would expect over the following month or two, a significant zone of long-term resistance between 10.84 even and 10.97 even. And that is a range of resistance that is found on the weekly continuation chart that may well contain buying not only through the rest of the year, but even perhaps into next spring. And I would expect it within a month or two of closing above 10.32 half. Until then, 1032 half, dropping a little bit every week, is your zone of resistance that can actually be sold, because from here or below 1032 half, this market remains really susceptible to falling back to new lows over the next, I don't know, 2 to 3, 3 to 5 weeks. In fact, holding below 1032 half, I do see 958 even to 968 even, a 10-cent range of support in reach over the next couple of months, where the broader market could bottom out into next spring. In terms of the big picture, long-term support and resistance for the broader soybean market, it really is 958 even floor and a 1097 even ceiling. And 1032 half just happens to be the pivot point that I've been mentioning, that if we can close above it, we'll see that upper area. Until then, this market real susceptible to falling away back to 958, 968. On to a December 25 live cattle. To just go back into earlier summer, since late June into late August, about a two-month time frame, this market rallied about 35 handles. And so the broader futures market has since then, since late August, early September, really been in this consolidation phase of about a 13-handle range. So we are still in this kind of new near-term two-sided framework, the floor of which is 227 even. The ceiling is 243 even. We closed 237.67 today, so 10 handles south from where we are. We got a decent floor of support and about 6-7 handles north of where we are, 243 even. We could trade inside of that range all the way into November trade. And if we close above 243 even, that is a meaningful resumption of that longer term bullish dynamic. And I would expect, say, by the end of the year, 262 half, and that is a long-term resistance area that could actually contain buying into next spring. I would expect it within 2 to 3 months of closing above 243 even. Downside, if we close below 227 even, then I see bearish continuation over the same time frame. Within 3 to 5 months, I wouldn't be surprised to see around 202 even, where this market encounters longer-term support able to contain selling into next summer. And finally, Tesla. I'm going to mention Tesla, wickedstocks.com. Significant rally we've seen here for the last month. We tested a channel top last week at 465 even, that is rising 470 even all week long. That is our ceiling of resistance near term. Can contain buying into November, and from 470 we could fall back to 362. And that is kind of our two-sided framework. But longer term, we did a month ago close above 362 even, which has set up 525 as a kind of an overall 5 to 8 month target. So long term, I'm bullish, expecting 525. It's just that this 470 can contain buying pressures on a monthly basis, and we could fall back from here. If we can close Friday above 470 even, and the last I looked, we're trading around 452 even. If we can close above 470, that 525 even, 5 to 8 month target, then likely just over the next 2 to 3, 3 to 5 weeks, where Tesla could actually top out not only through the rest of the year, but even through the first quarter of next year, wow, fall away from there significantly. So, yeah, I think that pretty much rounds it out, Chip.
All right. All right, Kerry. Hey, thank you so much, buddy. We will talk to you again next week. Thanks, man.
Sounds great. Take care.
All right, Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory, and WickedStocks.com. Like I said, check him out. Head to ArtakAdvisory.com, WickedStocks.com. Kerry and his team will get you set up with a free trial. Okay, National Weather Service 6 to 10-day outlook. This is for October 11th through the 15th. Above normal temperatures expected across the Corn Belt. The highest odds of above normal temperatures, Wisconsin, Iowa, southeast Minnesota, most of Kansas. But, I mean, good odds of above normal temperatures expected across the entire Corn Belt. Little bit of a different story on the precipitation. We've got above normal precipitation expected across most of Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, most of Nebraska, and western Kansas. A band of near normal precipitation expected in Wisconsin, southeast Minnesota, most of Iowa, southeast Nebraska, and into eastern Kansas. Then we've got the below normal precipitation expected in Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, most of Missouri, and points to the east and south of that. So, and then on the 8 to 14 day for October 13th through the 19th, the trends hold. Above normal temperatures across the belt, and then the split on the above normal to the west and below normal to the east. Thank you so much for listening today. Come back tomorrow morning. We've got Jed Bauer, the new president of National Corn Growers, here on AgriTalk.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10OFF, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House's federal troops need to be sent to Chicago to protect federal immigration agents, but the governor...